Unit 17. Primates. Section 2. Integrated listening and writing. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions.
What are you reading?
It's a book called The Third Chimpanzee. It's all about chimpanzees and bonobos.
Chimpanzees and what?
Bonobos. They're also called pygmy chimpanzees because they're more slender.
Oh, is it interesting?
Yeah. Especially the part about cultural similarities between us and them.
Okay, I can accept that we humans have a common ancestor with apes, but you can't tell me that those hairy creatures have culture like we do.
You might be surprised. Both chimps and bonobos are very intelligent social animals, and they have a lot in common with us. One definition of culture is the passing down of knowledge and behaviors from one generation to the next, and both chimps and bonobos do that. They learn how to take care of their young, how to find good food, and how to resolve conflicts with other members of the group.
Is that really culture? Don't they do those things by instinct?
No, they have to be taught. Another thing that both chimps and bonobos have in common is that the young ones stay dependent on their mothers for quite a long time, and this allows them time to learn.
Give me an example of one of these learned behaviors.
Well, both species use tools. They might use stones to crack nuts or sticks to catch insects or leaves to soak up water for drinking. But these habits can differ among different social groups, so they must be learned and shared.
It's hard to argue with that. How come I've never heard of bonobos?
A lot of people don't know about them. One reason might be that they were discovered pretty recently, less than 100 years ago. At first it was a thought that they were the same as chimpanzees, but now they're considered a separate species. In fact, there are some interesting differences between bonobos and chimps.
Like what?
Like I mentioned, bonobos have a slimmer, more graceful build than chimps. They look more like humans when they're standing on 2 feet. They also have smaller heads and black faces, unlike chimpanzees.
What about differences in behavior?
That's the fascinating part. Chimpanzees' social groups are dominated by males, and the males gain power by being physically aggressive. When they're angry, they make threatening gestures, shake trees, and sometimes run at their opponents, hitting and biting them. They also hunt and kill monkeys for food, and they'll even attack neighboring groups of chimps, sometimes killing some of the males.
And bonobos don't do that?
No. In general, they're much more peaceful and less aggressive. And in bonobo society, the top female is equal in status to the top male. Chimpanzee females are isolated, but bonobo females form close friendships with each other, and often they get to eat before the males do.
I know which species I like better.
Yeah. Some say it's too bad that we seem to have more in common with chimps than with bonobos. They think one reason for those differences is probably that the bonobos evolved in an area where there was lots of food, so they had less reason to fight.
Okay. Why is the book called The Third Chimpanzee anyway?
That refers to humans.
Oh, of course. You know, I never knew you were interested in this kind of stuff.
I wasn't, really. But I saw a really good show on the Discovery Channel last week that mentioned this book, and I wanted to know more about it. I think it's going to be on again tomorrow night if you want to watch.
Yeah, I'd like to. What time?
Number 1. How did the speakers discuss the topic? Number 2. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
Oh, is it interesting?
Yeah, especially the part about cultural similarities between us and them.
Okay, I can accept that we humans have a common ancestor with apes, but you can't tell me that those hairy creatures have culture like we do.
You might be surprised. Which of the following best expresses what the woman might say? Number 3. Which of the following is not mentioned as a similarity between bonobos and chimpanzees? Number 4. According to the conversation, one indication that chimpanzees and bonobos have culture is that... Number 5. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question. But their tool-using habits can differ from group to group. So we know this knowledge isn't instinctive, but learned and shared.
It's hard to argue with that. How come I've never heard of bonobos?
What does the woman mean when she says this?
It's hard to argue with that.
Number 6. According to the conversation, which of the following is not true of bonobos? Number 7. Listen again to part of the conversation. Then, answer the question. Chimpanzee females are isolated, but bonobo females form close friendships with each other, and often they get to eat before the males do.
I know which species I like better.
Yeah. Some say it's too bad that we seem to have more in common with chimps than with bonobos. What do the speakers think about chimpanzees and bonobos? Number 8. It can be inferred from the conversation that...